chapter 2. And I'm reading from verses 4 to 12. The living stone and a chosen people. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by human beings but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. The one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. This is the word of the Lord.
Father, we thank you that your word is truth and leads us into that which is true about you, about the world, and about ourselves. And we pray that something of that life-giving truth and grace may enter and permeate the deepest part of our being this morning as individuals and as a church. For Jesus' sake, amen. What a wonderful, wonderful invitation. Coming to Christ as that living stone and knowing that what God is doing is building us together as living stones filled with God's life into something which is to reveal the glory and character of Jesus. A spiritual house. To be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We are, says St. Peter, nothing less than, as he says in verse 9, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. That is the identity of the Christian church. A people belonging to God. We are God's treasured possession, bought at a price that is inestimable, that we will be remembering as we celebrate Holy Communion, the blood of Jesus and the broken body of the Saviour. The privilege of belonging to God is something that we want to savor and that we want to rejoice in and that we want to make the very most of. And we've been thinking as a church leadership, what does it mean to belong to God? And St. Peter here in this passage helps us to see that it is about allowing God, letting ourselves, being willing. Not doing it ourselves, but being willing. Let yourselves be built together, he says, into this spiritual house, into this church, which is both global, a worldwide church of Christian believers, and local, a church that is expressed here as Christ Church. I think it's a great name for any church. Christ Church, Christ's Church, because we are built on that foundation, the precious cornerstone that St. Peter speaks of, around which everything comes together, through whom everything, the building, gets its direction. And it is Christ who gives us that direction for what we're about as a church. But given what it is that we are, as a church, a people belonging to God, there is a sense that God is doing something in us that is creating a new heart, a new spirit within us. It's something that we can't do ourselves. It's something that only by God's grace that he can do. And I think it's something around the expression that we had at the beginning of our service of the psalmist saying, I just long for that living water. I want to have within myself a hunger for God that will create in me a sense of identity that will allow me to be a person who is animated by God's Spirit, who is made alive by the Spirit that was in Christ. And so I think God is wanting us to be people who are longing to be four things. Longing to know one another, longing to grow as God's people, longing to be people who serve in the whole of our lives, and longing to give, offer ourselves, our souls and bodies, as an expression of thankfulness and praise to him. And it's around those four areas that we have developed this pack, Learning to Live the Life, which has four elements in it. And I want to very briefly touch on those four elements this morning. And I thought I'd do an idea. One of my sort of clever little ideas came to mind as I was pondering this, on the word belonging. And I thought, a person who is belonging to God must have a sense of longing to be people who know, grow, who give and serve. And so maybe we can echo this prayer that, Lord, may we be people who are longing to know these things. That God's people are people who are longing to know, grow, serve and give. One of the ways that we express our longing to know one another is by getting to know people in our relationships with one another. And that's why in this pack we've given everybody who's part of Christ Church a church family directory. I'm really thankful to all those who contributed to this and have put it together in such detail. If there are any mistakes, which there probably will still be one or two, then please do say, have a word with Helen here, who's masterminded all this project. And I do hope that it'll help us not only to be able to understand and know each other by giving each other a ring or emailing each other quite easily, but also will be an opportunity to pray for one another. And a number of us on the staff team have been using these booklets to pray consistently for maybe a page each day and praying for those who are on that page. And the thing that's happened in me as I've been doing that is that it's created a sense of love for those people, which wouldn't, I don't think, have been there before. I think one of the fruits of praying for one another is that the Spirit of God is at work building a sense of love, building a deeper relationship as we pray and get to know one another. So I want us just to pause for a moment and pray now. Lord, by your Spirit, help us to be longing to know one another. Amen. The second area is that longing to grow. Iona's sermon last Sunday, if you were here for the more traditional, which wasn't very traditional, but it was certainly a more conventional way of doing church in our youth service, demonstrated beyond a shadow of doubt how her longing to grow in boldness and in sensitivity to helping her friends to know that they're loved by God was very, very clear. She spoke of having the cure for cancer in a bottle and keeping it to herself. We have such good news, life-saving good news, through repentance leading to faith in the one who has overcome death and in whose that relationship with him, death has no fear, holds no fear for anyone, because through Christ's death and resurrection, we are given that promise that we will always be with him. We want to be people who are longing to grow in our capacity to live out that truth and to share it with others. We have an identity as people belonging to God, but we also have a purpose, as Peter says in that next part of that verse, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's our purpose as a church, declaring God's praises. And that is why it's so fundamental to come together week by week, to gather as a church to declare his praises together as one people. And it's fundamental to live out every day the opportunities and to be people of praise in the world, to continue to worship God where we are, and to communicate, to declare the wonderful deeds of that God who's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light on our front lines. So we are church both gathered and scattered. So let's pause to pray. Lord, by your Spirit, help us to be longing to grow. Amen. Thirdly, there is a leaflet in here about how we can grow in our serving. There's a leaflet in there about how we can grow as disciples, and there's a display there as well that Anita has set up that we can do that. But we can also be thinking about how we can serve the Lord. If Jesus is the center of our lives, that's an immediate question. How can we serve him with the whole of our lives? How can we be fruitful on our front line? Every day is an opportunity to serve the Lord. And it's funny, isn't it, that in the world there are all sorts of ministries that are intending we can be part of, whether it's the ministry of health, the ministry of education, the ministry of justice, the ministry of transport, ministry of defense, the ministry of agriculture. These are all ministries, the word that we use for serving. They're all ways of serving in our society. Many of you will be part of that and many other ways that we serve the Lord in our everyday lives. And that is crucial, and we'd love to hear through your response in this leaflet of the ways that you're doing that, so we can rejoice together as a church in the way we're serving the Lord on our front lines. But also we're serving the Lord, in some of us, in different ways through his church, and there are opportunities in there to consider how we're doing that and how we might want to do that in the future through maybe our ministry with youth, children, discipleship, mission, resources, creative media, whatever it might be. So let's think about ourselves in relation to serving. Pause to pray. Lord, by your Spirit, help us to be longing to serve. Amen. And then finally, there is the opportunity to express our worship of God through our giving. We only give because we have received. St. Peter here says, once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. That undeserved grace. Freely you have received, freely give. It's our worship to the Lord. And it's the work of God in us to open our eyes to see that all that we have is from the Lord, and we only give what He has already given to us. We can only give as we see the opportunities around us to bless others and to invest in those things that transform lives. As we think about our giving, may we read this leaflet, a way in which we can respond financially and in other ways to resource God's mission through His church, so that we might be people who, like Christ, give of ourselves and all that we have to His service. Well, let's pray. Lord, by Your Spirit, help us to be longing to give. Amen. So I'd like us to reflect over this next week, this month, as we take this pack, read and pray it through, and use those resources to have us have that sense of being built together as God's spiritual house, with identity and with a purpose, and to pray that God would create in us a fresh longing to belong and to be people who honour God with all that we are and all that we have. I'm just going to ask you to just look at those words again in a moment of quiet. Ask which, Lord, of these areas do you really want to create a new heart in me for? Are there any of those areas that I feel indifferent to? I need you, Lord, to do something in me that's impossible to create myself. And just ask the Holy Spirit, you may be longing to know each other, to grow as a disciple of Jesus, to serve or to give. Lord, may we be people who echo those words of the psalm, as the deer longs for water, so my soul longs after you. Amen.